Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:14 now on this Thursday morning, October 10th. Hard to believe, but Medicare's annual enrollment period kicks off again this Tuesday, October 15th. If you want to change your Medicare coverage for 2025, this is the time to do it. Dr. Brent Wallace joins us from People's Health to help discuss the annual enrollment period and your Medicare plan options. How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing good. How are you?
It seems like just yesterday we were talking about this, but time does fly.
It does. It's been a fast year, I know.
What is the annual enrollment period?
Yeah, so like you said, it's that time of year again. And so the annual enrollment period, or what we call AEP, is that set time of year where people can make changes to their Medicare coverage. And it's going to actually start next Tuesday, October 15th, and it goes all the way through to December 7th. And any changes that you make during that time period are going to go into effect in the new year, January 1st. So whatever you need in a health plan is going to change from year to year. You may have new diagnoses, new requirements, you know, new medications that you're taking. So it's really important this time of year to review what is covered by your health plan. And you want to compare your current plan to what other options there may be on the market that might be better for you.
I've not had to deal with this, but I know people that have, and it can be very confusing, very daunting. If you do have Medicare, is this the only time you can make changes?
In general, yes, it is. AEP is really your chance to make all of those coverages on an annual basis. There are, you know, as always, a few exceptions to that rule, but you don't want to rely on that. There is something called a special enrollment period, which will let you make changes at other times during the year, but you have to have very specific qualifications. And in particular, it would be as, you know, if you either had a change in or lost your Medicaid coverage. It could be if you had coverage through an employer and you left that employer or you lost that coverage. Another one that happens often is people move to a different area and the plan they're on is no longer available in that area, so you get a special election period. And then for people that have certain types of chronic health conditions, things like diabetes or cardiovascular disease, you may be able to do a special enrollment as well. But you really don't want to rely on that. You want to use this time of year before December 7th, again, to look at that coverage. And if you're happy with your current health plan, you want to also make sure there won't be any changes to your existing coverage when we roll into 2025.
How do you know what changes your plan might be making for 2025? And what kind of changes are you talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, plans adjust their benefits. Sometimes they adjust the cost and the co-pays. And so if you're enrolled in a Medicare health plan right now, you should have actually received something called the annual notice of change. It's probably sent to you via mail. It could have been electronically sent to you if you opted in for that option. That notice is going to tell you about all of the changes that are going to become effective on January 1st. So it's a really important document to look through, make sure something that affects you seriously, you know, has not been changed. And then you also should have access to your plan's evidence of coverage. And what that does is it outlines all of the cost and the benefits that are going to be made available to you in the new year. And you want to use both of those documents to really decide whether your current health plan is going to meet all of your needs as you roll into the new year.
Text pops up here, wants to know if you have to change your Medicare coverage every year.
Yeah, you don't. You know, it is very important to review those plan changes, any changes to the cost or the benefits. But if you've looked at that and you're satisfied with everything you've got with your current plan, you don't really have to make any changes at all during AEP. You'll automatically stay a member of your current plan unless you choose to switch to a different one.
So if you're not satisfied, what changes can you make during the annual enrollment period or AEP?
So So, yeah, this is where it gets a little confusing. You do have several options, and it really depends on what your current insurance coverage is. So if you have original Medicare right now, then your options are to either enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, or you can look at just standalone Part D prescription drug plans, and you may want to choose a new one of those based on what you need. If you are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan right now, you can actually switch to a new one that may better meet your needs. And if that plan you're in does not offer that Part D prescription drug coverage, you can also enroll in a new standalone drug plan. And you do always have the option to return to original Medicare as well.
So I guess we got to talk about what's the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage.
Yeah. And original Medicare is exactly like it sounds. It's the original program that's administered by the federal government. The Medicare Advantage plans, on the other hand, are offered by private insurance companies. And those private companies have a contract with Medicare to provide all of that coverage to Medicare beneficiaries. And so, you know, the biggest difference is you look at original Medicare is going to cover all your medically necessary services, things in a hospital, your doctor's office, other healthcare facilities, home health, things like that. What it doesn't cover, though, is any additional services. So things like dental care, routine vision care. And keep in mind, original Medicare does not include Part D prescription drug coverage at all. You have to get that separately. And so that's why a lot of people may choose to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, because it's a little more all-inclusive. Those plans have to cover everything that original Medicare covers. So you get everything in original Medicare, but you also get something called extra benefits. And that could be something like a fitness center membership. It could be coverage for dental, vision, and hearing. Some of them even have a credit allowance, so you can buy over-the-counter drugs, over-the-counter health and wellness items. And then many Medicare Advantage plans actually include that prescription drug coverage as well, so you don't have to get a separate policy for that.
All right, we're going to let our eyes unglaze here, deglaze for a second. I'll remind people you can always go to peopleshealth.com, and there's the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie if you want to go in and talk to somebody about all of this, because it's going to be terribly confusing. 3017 vets. Appointments are recommended. Walk-ins are welcome. We're going to be live there, as a matter of fact, Dr. B, Tuesday, all day long, as we do every year, People's Health Medicare Center talking about. And I think, Dr. B, you'll be on with me, I hope, right?
Yeah, I think I'll be there on Tuesday.
All right, great. So we'll take a break, pick it up, and we'll come back talking about extra benefits and Medicare Advantage plans. Are they more expensive than original Medicare? Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. It can be confusing. 821 traffic.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, WWL. 826 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. It is coming up on October 15th, Medicare's annual enrollment period. No. Yeah, I got that right.
Right, you got it.
Yeah, annual enrollment period. So we're talking about Medicare Advantage plans. Do extra benefits offered by Medicare Advantage plans make them more expensive than original Medicare?
Yeah, not necessarily. So, you know, every plan is going to have different costs, different cost sharing and co-pays and benefits tied to all of that. But regardless of whichever plan you choose, in general, your overall cost with a Medicare Advantage plan can be lower than with original Medicare. And the main reason for that is because Medicare Advantage plans are required to limit your yearly out-of-pocket cost. Whereas with original Medicare, there's no ceiling on your expenses. And so what that means is when you hit a maximum out-of-pocket amount, you stop paying for the services. But Medicare, it keeps on going.
Now, here's the big question. How do you choose what coverage option is right for you?
Yeah, and this is the hard part. This is what takes a little investigation, and you really have to consider a lot of different things when you're selecting what coverage you're going to need for next year. And that can be, you know, comparing original Medicare to Medicare Advantage or looking at Medicare Advantage plans side by side. And so the first thing you always want to consider is what's the cost going to be? How much am I going to have to pay out of pocket for these services I need? And which really fits your budget the best? So you want to take into account that cost sharing, deductibles, and in particular, a monthly premium. Is there a premium for those services that you're going to have to pay? And then also, you want to think about what coverage do you need. You don't want to pay for something that you're not going to use. You also want to make sure that your doctors are in the network. You want to make sure you can keep going to see those physicians that you've got a relationship. And then think about whether or not you need prescription drug coverage. And then the last thing to think about is those extra benefits that I mentioned. You know, does the plan you're selecting offer things like dental, vision, and hearing coverage? You know, do they offer a gym membership? And really, again, would you use these benefits? Do they add that additional value to you, you know, to you because you'll use them? And is it something you want to actually invest in as well?
Again, I was kidding around about our eyes glazing over, but it can be terribly complicated. And that does bring us to the People's Health Medicare Center, because it makes all the difference in the world, I think, Dr. B, when somebody can sit across a table from you and explain all of this and go back and answer any questions that you have, because it can be like, well, wait a minute, where it's like, wait, what? Now what? Right? So tell me about the center.
It is. It's a tremendous amount of information, and it's very confusing. There's a lot of changes that happen year over year, too. And so you want to be proactive in your selection, just like you should be proactive in how you obtain your health care. And sometimes it's really nice to just sit down across the table from somebody, let them tell you stuff, but then you can say, wait a minute, explain that to me a little bit more. And that's what you can really do if you come to our People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie. It's right next to Party City. You can make an appointment, and so you've got a set time to come and sit in and talk to somebody, or you can just walk in.
Well, we've been there before, and we'll be there again on Tuesday, and I think y'all do a great job, because, man, I tried to help a neighbor navigate this, and I was more confused at the end of it than I was at the beginning. But then he went to the People's Health Care Center, and Medicare Center, rather, and everything worked out for him. Thank you, Dr. B. We'll see you Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, WWL and People's Health, hosting a special event. This is coming up Tuesday, October 15th. We're going to be broadcasting live all day, starting with me and then all the way through Scoot from the People's Health Medicare Center. Talking about all things Medicare and Medicare Advantage, we'll have a special segment with Dr. B. You can listen live or come join us in person. That's at 3017 Vets next to Party City. If you want to get a head start, you can head in. Appointments are recommended. Walk-ins are welcome. You can find out everything you need to know at peopleshealth.com or call them at 1-800-978-9765.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.